Let's check in with Sri Srinivasan. He's monitoring the internet for us. He's with the South Asian Journalist Association at Columbia University in New York. He joins us live on the phone. Sri, how is the internet being used right now? I hear that a lot of people are also using Twitter. They're tweeting each other information as it's slowly trickling in.
Yeah, we've been watching a tremendous use of technology this time around. There have obviously been terrorist attacks in India over the years. And there have been instances where cell phones and other technology have been used, but we're seeing an unprecedented level of use of blogs and Twitter and other ways of sharing information. People are posting videos on YouTube. They are using Flickr to share photographs. So information is getting out in a much faster way than we've ever seen before.
So that is, of course, being used among people there, tourists, people who live in Mumbai, but we also received reports in that the terrorists emailed some of the local stations some information prior to the attacks. How are the terrorists using technology as well?
Well, we know in South Asia, the use of cell phones and of email has increased dramatically, and there are now opportunities for everyone to contact the stations and participate in a conversation that didn't really happen in years past. And so you are seeing that some of the terrorist groups and others have managed to be aware of the way that they can use technology to do what they do, which is to terrorize, to confuse, to spread wrong information. So we also have to be careful at this time to also watch for hoaxes and bogus claims of information, because this is all of a piece when you're dealing with a situation like this.
Of course, the marketplace of ideas is vast, and the online marketplace of ideas is even more vast these days. What's the significance of this, Sri, aside from getting out information quicker? What can we take from the proliferation of these types of technological devices and methods online?
Well, what you're doing is, as you said, people are just trying to own a piece of the information chain as it's being built around the world. And terrorists and everybody knows that the more access you have to people's mind share, the better off you are for whatever it is that you're trying to influence. And you're seeing that in many ways, because of the technology, you know, one of the things that people are doing now is also Gmail chat and Gmail video chat. The video chat didn't exist last year, and now they're able to do that. So people are getting more information out, and there's less confusion in some respects than in crises past. But we're also seeing, of course, there's an unprecedented level of attack. I was explaining to somebody in New York that imagine if somebody went after the World Trade Center, the Empire State Building, the Plaza Hotel, Central Park, Columbia University, NYU, all at the same time. NYPD would not respond to this. The U.S. military wouldn't be able to respond. It's that complicated and that unusual.
And also technology, by the very nature that you're talking to us on the internet, we have come a long way. Sri Srinivasan, who is monitoring the internet for us, he is with the South Asian Journalist Association at Columbia University. Thanks so much for your time, Sri.
Thank you.